Have you been to Cameron'sAss.com yet?
Welcome aboard, Bus One. We're on our way to Chicxulub Impact Crater, and we've got some time to kill. So let's play some trivia. Contestants, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up, everyone? It's Aiden.
Hello, everyone. It's Cameron.
Yeah!
And you can call me Cal.
Nice, nice, nice. All right, well, before we get into it, let's go over some of the rules. This game will consist of three rounds containing five questions each. However, we will be playing for eggs, not points, for our maybe feathered, maybe not reptilian-ish ancestors this week's
dinosaurs.
Episode on dinosaurs.
No worries!
Dinosaurs episode.
Logan, I gotta take it off my list now. Fuck!
Oh,
wait,
no.
What are you playing for eggs?
We're playing for eggs, not points.
Whoever gets the most eggs wins.
From now on, you've got to think, feel, and breathe only one food group. Eggs.
First thing I do when I wake up in the morning, eggs.
That's a deep cut. I remember
that was a while
freshman or sophomore year of college. We like that was a meme we discovered ourselves.
God, did we watch all the Land Before Time?
I don't think so. Definitely the first two, because that's in the second one.
I just watched Jurassic Park: The Lost World last night,
yeah.
So I'm ready.
Does she have sharp teeth? What was it from? Is that just a thing you said?
I don't know. I don't know. Does she have sharp teeth? I don't know.
I forget what we were talking about. I think I was telling you about a girl I had been seeing.
Yeah.
Your question was, does she have sharp teeth?
It took us about 90 seconds to go off the rails.
Wait, yeah, so this episode is about a girl that Cameron was seeing?
This episode is all about the girl that Cameron was seeing that one time that may or may not have sharp teeth.
No, who knows?
I'm so ready. I studied up for this one.
I didn't.
Oh, so questions in round one are going to be worth one egg each. Yes. Questions in round two are worth two eggs, and questions in round three are worth three eggs. There will also be some pseudoscience this episode, I will be giving a fake answer to a particular question. If a contestant correctly guesses which is the fake answer, they will receive three eggs. And if they incorrectly guess, they will lose three eggs. You can guess the challenge question at any point in the game, and multiple contestants can challenge the same question. And with that, any questions before we get started on dinosaur trivia?
Are we collecting eggs because we eat the eggs or because we're carrying dino mothers?
You know, I don't care what you do with the eggs. You can eat them if you want. I mean,
you can make
I'm
an
not
going to
stop you.
You've got to smell them, feel them, crack them all.
Yeah.
How many eggs does it take to make an omelet?
Yo, no. That's how we gotta, at the end of this episode, whoever can make the biggest omelet with their eggs is the winner.
Right.
The biggest dino omelet.
All right, let's see who can make the biggest dino omelet, starting with round one. The name dinosaur comes from the Greek deinos and sauros, but what is your guess on what these Greek words translate to in English? First, we got Cameron. I almost said Cameron's ass.
Cameron. You have to read out the whole name, Logan.
Cameron'sAss.com.
Hell yeah.
By the way, everyone, go to Cameron'sAss.com if you haven't already.
It's not scary. It's not like actually Cameron's ass. Don't worry.
Yet. As of the release of this episode,
act fast before it turns into Cameron's ass.
You never know. Get yourself a nice little treat. You said Deinos and Saurus?
Yep, Deinos and Sauros.
Deinos and Saurus. I'm going to say Saurus means monster and Deinos means lizard.
Okay, I'm going to have each of you guess and whoever's closest is going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Deinos is...
You literally started like that.
I think Deinos means...
I'm going to say Deinos, it translates to like ruler, and Saurus is lizard.
Okay.
That's a better guess than what I
thought
said.
I thought it was just like a great lizard or like just big lizard, like... I know Saurus is lizard. I think it's great lizard. So I think Deinos is great and Saurus is lizard.
All right. Aiden says great lizard. Calvin says king lizard.
King,
is that what he said?
King gizzard.
Rule lizard. King gizzard and the lizard gizzard.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cameron, what did you say?
I
Well, this is an opportunity for me to change my answer.
Danos was lizard, and then
I said lizard monster.
Yeah,
but
you said Godzilla. Cameron said Godzilla.
I love Godzilla. Well,
the correct answer is terrible lizard.
Dang.
Deinos meaning terrible and Saros meaning lizard.
That's an awful lizard.
I don't know if I should give that to one of you or not, because you guys are all pretty close.
Lizard
monsters. I expected one person to be closer than the other.
I think
but
King Lizard might be closer.
Then Great Lizard?
I don't know.
Terrible. I said monster, and that's...
Yeah, but you said lizard monsters was the first word, though, Cameron.
But
I think you're out of the range.
Logan did not...
Oh, that
Logan,
is true. I do
Logan
remember
not
you that
specify
that.
In which order I needed to answer, so you don't know what I
you
said.
Said
I could, you don't know that.
Clip, no. Cameron said...
Yeah, that's a lie.
I'm going to take Cameron out of the running just so it's easier for me to decide on who gets the points.
I'm coming for
so
your
eggs.
So
it's between Great Lizard and King Lizard.
Okay, if I were to argue with myself,
I think I'd go with Great.
I would go with King, great. Except Tyrannosaurus already means like King Lizard. Rex is King, so that's a different word.
Oh, I see. And you've done a great job convincing me.
Thank you.
Wait,
you've
hold
done
on.
A great job.
Don't mind if I do.
Hold on. You're telling me that Tyrannus does not mean terror or tyrant?
It means tyrant.
Tyrant.
Tyrant, lizard,
yeah, like
king.
Bad ruler.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So hold on. So you're saying that the T-Rex is... this doesn't make a whole
Cameron,
lot of sense
okay?
here.
Game, Cameron, are you good?
Gamers. You're saying that dinosaur means terrible lizard.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
And Tyrannosaurus means...
Tyrant lizard. King.
Lizard. Tyrant lizard king?
Rex is king.
Something like that.
I'm flagging this one for later.
Okay. Go
okay,
ahead.
You do that.
I'm pressing F.
What's the
right.
or
keep
X.
it in mind.
The thing from the office, like, I'm the fucking lizard king.
You don't even know my real name. I'm the lizard king.
I haven't watched The Office because I don't think it's a funny show.
Okay.
Oh.
Dang. Well,
moving on.
Bummer.
Question two. Before 1841, dinosaurs were referred to as these fictional creatures by nearly all cultures across the world. Aiden.
What is dragons?
Dragons is correct.
I don't know why I let you finish. I knew the answer as soon as you asked the half of the question.
Is dragon these nuts?
Across your face.
That was a little
well, you're
too
the
far.
One.
That was
really?
A little too far.
You're the one who made it dirty, Aiden. I just, you know, doubled down.
They could be walnuts. They could be chestnuts.
Dragon D's walnuts.
Speaking of nuts, question three. The Land Before Time is a beloved children's movie franchise following a cast of various dinosaur children. How many Land Before Time movies were made? This is going to be Price is Right.
Oh. I think you and I have gone through this exercise before. Because distinctly remember a conversation where you and I were sitting in our living room trying to count all of the Land Before Time movies. I think it's 7.
Okay.
Calvin, this Price is Right.
Then Calvin, next.
Play the game.
I know for a fact there's at least 2, so I'm going to double that plus 2 and say 6.
Okay.
that's a good rule of thumb, by the way. Double,
double
plus
it
2.
Plus 2.
Yep.
Double it and give it to the next person.
Double it and give it to the next person. So I have to know. Well, I mean, I'm just going to play the game. 1.
Play the game.
They only did 1 Land Before Time movie.
Are there 11, Logan? Is that also an option?
There are 14.
Yes.
There are 13
direct-to-video
sequels to the Land Before Time movie.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Which I think came out in theaters, actually.
Really?
And all of the sequels were direct-to-video.
Logan, is that an egg for your boy?
That's an egg for one of my boys, Cameron.
Thanks, man.
One of the boys.
I should go get a carton of eggs and just put them on my desk every time.
I don't think... I honestly don't think I've seen the Land Before Time movie since I watched them as a child.
That's first one is like really emotional and like actually pretty good. And the animation is like pretty stellar. It's like...
I think
it's done by Spielberg or something was involved with it.
Spielberg?
I think.
Did the 13 direct-to-video sequels hold up?
I don't think so. There's also a TV show.
I remember the Great Freeze like nobody's business.
I don't even know how to process
I think that was the
sentence that was just said. Are we going to talk about the little girl who...
I knew you were going to bring that up. I literally knew that you were going to bring it up when I wrote this question.
Should we not talk about it? It seems...
If you want to talk about it, I'll let you speak on it. You can spread some awareness. That is an additional trivia fact.
Are you giving Cameron a platform here?
No, I'm giving this him is a really a platform. Sad.
He's going to cancel himself right here. Here right
this
here
is a
now.
Really sad.
Cancel culture strikes again.
So,
I'm going to start a timer, but before
you know, Sarah, the little dino.
It was Ducky.
It was Ducky. Fuck. Logan, do I have permission?
Kevin's crying right now.
Do I have permission to Google what the headstone says?
I'll look it up.
Okay. So the little girl who played Ducky was murdered by her father.
Oh my God.
Prior to the release of the first movie. And on her headstone, it says, does it say yep, yep, yep?
It says, our concrete angel, yep, yep, yep.
Oh, right in the heart, man. Right in the fucking yeah. feels.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
It is really sad.
It's really sad.
I didn't want to include that.
Are we going to keep that
in?
Trivia.
I don't know.
Calvin's out here
oh
laughing
my gosh,
so hard.
Calvin.
He's coughing.
Calvin is laughing so hard. He's coughing up the wall.
Yep, yep, yep.
I do not. No, I'm not laughing at this.
This is terrible, Calvin. No. Come on. It's a pretty sad fact about The Land Before Time.
It is a sad fact, but it is a trivia fact, so.
Do I get points? Do I get eggs?
Nope. You don't get eggs for that.
You don't get eggs for being a real bummer.
That's not a real bummer. It's a sad fact.
Can we add that into the rules? You don't get eggs if you're being a real bummer.
Don't get to be a bummer.
All right. Let's continue on with death. Multiple choice. The Earth's worst ever extinction event, also known as the Great Dying, is also called what? And this is multiple choice.
Oh, Calvin got it.
Calvin already buzzed in. Calvin's got it.
Okay, is it the sixth extinction?
No. I know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
The sixth extinction.
I'm not gonna accept that.
I think you're thinking of the sixth sense. Get it?
No.
Six?
I don't think he is.
That get was it? An extinction.
I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not gonna accept that.
That wasn't my real answer.
I'm gonna leave you in, and then if everyone else gets it wrong, we'll wrap back around.
Sounds good.
Is it A, the Permian Triassic extinction event?
Mm.
B, the Ordovician Silurian extinction event?
Ooh.
C, the Triassic Jurassic extinction event?
Mm.
Or D, the End Cretaceous extinction?
Whoa, event? I can't believe Cameron buzzed in way early.
I buzzed in when I knew what the right answer is, and it's B, Logan.
B is incorrect.
Damn it. I mean, I was joking.
Oh, yeah, really funny joke, Cameron. You sure got me.
It is damn. Not the Ordovician Silurian extinction event.
That seems like a reasonable one.
So it's A, Triassic, C, something Triassic or Cretaceous.
A is Permian Triassic, C is Triassic Jurassic, and D is End Cretaceous.
It's definitely not C. I don't know why I'm helping you.
I think it's A. I feel like because Cretaceous is the last one, but I maybe the meteor was before. I don't know. A.
It is A.
Oh,
the
sick.
Permian Triassic extinction
yes,
event.
Baby.
Damn.
So that was actually before the Triassic period, between the Permian and Triassic periods, and that extinction event is what led to dinosaurs being so prevalent in the Triassic period.
Oh, so that was a very pro-dinosaur extinction event.
Very pro-dinosaur extinction. It took place about 250 million years ago.
I'm pretty pro-dinosaur extinction.
When it happened, it killed 96% of all land and sea species.
Oh my god,
that's crazy.
It's kind of based.
But dinosaurs held up, baby.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what happened when the dinosaurs went extinct? It was just like just mammals.
Well, yeah. And then there were a lot of
maybe some fish.
Animals under the water as well that continued living. So the End Cretaceous event,
you beat me
76% of all species were eliminated at the End Cretaceous because of the meteor.
That's not
impact.
Actually as much as I would have thought.
Yeah, right?
Calvin, like, did you know that one?
I would have said A.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Damn.
Damn it.
I had Permian in my mind.
I don't know. Permian Logan was just so convincing when he read out option B.
Nice job, Logan.
Was it me not knowing how to pronounce it? Is that what really sold it for you?
No, I thought it was right. You just have this way. It's the glasses today. It's
the
just
today.
You look like a professor.
You look like a dinosaur historian.
You look like a dinosaur, Logan.
Well, speaking of small brain dinosaurs, question five. The Stegosaurus has the smallest brain for its body size of any known dinosaur. Its body was the size of a van, but how big do you think its brain was?
That's a bummer.
Cameron Busden.
Are you looking for like closest object or like square feet?
You can give me a
square
size.
Feet.
I'm looking for like diameter, like
cubic
diameter.
Yeah, sorry.
You can give me an object or just like a diameter.
Nice.
In whatever units you want.
I'm going a poker chip.
Poker chip.
It's a small brain. Oh my gosh.
Tiny brain.
Oh gosh.
Calvin.
Well, I was going to say golf ball, but I feel like that's relatively comparable.
Okay.
So I'll say
two golf balls.
Since I've got three dimensions as opposed to
you got to rotate the poker chip.
Oh, it's a spherical poker chip.
Can you guys rotate a picture of a poker chip in your mind?
Yes.
Did Calvin say something? Did you say?
Did Calvin say two golf?
Did you say two golf balls?
No. I'm going to stick with a golf ball. That was my
my
gut reaction.
Aiden.
You said the body was the size of a car?
A van.
Oh, a van. I was going to say like a Matchbox van.
Talking like a Honda Odyssey, like
I'm thinking like a white creeper
Chevy
van.
Chevy Astro van.
White creeper van.
There's no way a Stegosaurus is that small. They got to be bigger.
Than a white creeper van?
You ever seen one?
You ever been
have you ever
seen
one
of those, Cameron?
I don't want to talk about it.
I was gonna say it was funny if it was like a Matchbox car to a car or something like that, but that's all the same size as what everyone else has said.
Yeah, so we all roughly guess.
I'll just
same
go bigger and I'll say a grapefruit.
A grapefruit. All right, now allow me to Google if a golf ball or a poker chip is larger.
I have a poker chip in front of me and a ruler. Can I have your permission to measure?
A poker chip is diameter. Like real flat.
No, I said if you were to rotate it. Logan specifically said...
That was an addendum.
Logan also specifically said, give me a diameter. He did not say a volume.
He did say, give me a diameter.
Whatever.
I should have thought about
that. I can figure it out. What was the other one? A golf ball. Golf ball.
Grapefruit. Golf ball.
Well, I think I'm out of the running from what Logan has said.
Logan, this poker chip I have in front of me is exactly 1.5 inches in diameter.
Yep, and by... 0.68 inches. The winner is Calvin.
God damn it.
A golf ball.
So close.
A golf ball
nice
is 1.68 inches.
0.68.
Hero.
1.68 inches. Yeah, the Stegosaurus brain is the size of a walnut, which is about 2 inches in diameter.
Whoa. Cameron, you can do anything. It's an audio medium.
No one's falling for that shit.
Hey.
Wow, thanks, Logan.
Right, move on to the next fucking question, huh, dinosaur boy?
It's the end of round one is what that means.
Oh,
so
wow.
Let's round up all of our eggs and see who's got the most.
Who's got the most eggs?
I got a solid half a dozen.
Half a dozen.
Thrice. I've got one
That's
egg.
That's three.
Eggs.
That maths out. I got one egg. Eggs. Cameron's got one egg. Aiden has three.
Nice. Yeah. We're at three.
You guys are some
one.
Good eggs.
Boo.
Some good eggs.
Oh.
I hated that.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you guys. Mind if I hide in here with you? Great. This thing has been on my tail since... Hey... Are you guys all listening to the Bus One podcast? I love Bus One. Be sure to follow them on your preferred podcast player, giving a 5-star rating and telling friends about them. Lord knows they deserve it. Did you all answer last week's question of the week? The answer is a gauntlet is worn to protect the arm. So congratulations to Jess Camilla for getting the point this week. This week's question is, how tall do you think a full-grown T-Rex stands? How tall do you think a full-grown T-Rex stands? The closest guess will get a point call out on next week's episode. So be sure to comment your guess on this week's Bus One Trivia Instagram post or reply to this question beneath the episode on Spotify. Oh, crap. Gotta run. Best of luck, y'all. No!
We're back.
And we're back
with round two. Dinosaur trivia round two.
Oh,
question six. You have to know all of these in order to get the points, so don't buzz in if you don't know all of them, okay?
Okay.
The age of dinosaurs is known as the Mesozoic era and includes the three consecutive geologic time periods. What are they in order?
Oh. Yeah, baby.
Aiden got it.
I missed the buzz. Three times. I clicked in three separate locations that weren't on the giant circle that says Buzz.
And you're still first.
I know. I believe, in order, that would be Triassic, Jurassic, and then Cretaceous periods.
Two eggs to Aiden. Two
exactly. More eggs to
Aiden. I'm not going to be able to show my face tomorrow at work if I lose this trivia podcast.
You know, around the office as a dinosaur
I'm
man?
The dino guy.
You're the dino guy.
Oh, wait, hold on. I should go switch my hats. I have a dinosaur hat.
They call him Cameron Cretaceous.
Yeah, go put on your dinosaur hat.
I'll be right
Maybe
back.
It'll help.
A few moments later.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that cool ass hat.
I'm wearing a Triceratops hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, or is the Triceratops hat wearing him? That's always
Next question,
the
please.
Risky run.
That's
question
always the risky
seven.
Run.
The T-Rex is one of the most popular and ingrained members of the dinosaurs in the public psyche. How many partial T-Rex skeletons have been discovered, not including single bones or bone fragments? The closest will win.
Partial T-Rex skeletons?
Yeah.
Well, I know we've found that one that's like the most complete dinosaur fossil we've ever found. Honestly?
Well, that's one.
Honestly, Logan, I'm going like maybe seven.
Okay, then Aiden.
Well, I'm trying to think how many partial T-Rex skeletons I've seen.
Oh.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay.
And we're doing Price is Right rules?
No, just closest.
Yeah, just closest. Hey, who cares?
Dude, if you say 11.
I'm going to do the dirty Bummer. Thing and say 11.
Bummer.
Well, the answer is somewhere between 30 and 40. I was going to favor 40 if it came down to it. Just because it's kind of iffy on what's considered like a skeleton versus
a
pile of bones that they find.
Aren't all skeletons a pile of bones when it first starts?
Yeah, but most of the time, you don't find a whole bunch of bones together. You'll just find like bones or bone fragments. But
also,
yeah, somewhere between 30 and 40 T-Rex skeletons is all that have been found. Wow. So almost anything we know physiologically about the T-Rex is found from those.
Also, don't we make molds of most of the actual bones to make complete skeletons?
Yeah, that's how we catalog them pretty much, is we take all of the skeletons together to try to get a full picture.
It's all kind of just a big old guess, I guess.
Yeah, it's not an exact science, which is why we routinely change what we think they looked like.
That still happens
all the time.
Now they're birds.
Someone at work that was like, you know, dinosaurs are cool. We can do make believe too. I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you ignore all the science behind it, sure, you can boil it down to make believe. But that's literally everything.
Science. There's literally science behind every decision. They're literally doing science.
Hey, Calvin, nice job. You did a really good job.
Nice job, Calvin.
That was awesome.
Good job.
Thanks. I was actually going to say 44.
That's even better.
Even better.
Even better.
Question 8.
Wasn't that question 7?
Yes, so this is question 8.
Oh.
He's literally doing science right now.
Question 8. Corythosaurus had a big hollow crest connected to its nose. Multiple choice. What is the theorized use of this crest?
Well, Calvin knows
busted.
It.
Calvin.
Okay, it's vocalizations, right? Like making calls?
Yes, it is.
Give him the eggs.
So many eggs. Yeah, that's 2 eggs to Calvin.
Man, I still only have 1 egg.
I'm curious what you guys would have said, because I did have the crest worked as an echo chamber, letting it make a loud blast of noise.
I totally would have buzzed in there, yeah.
The crest served no physical advantage, and it is theorized to be a mating display. C, the crest was used as a kind of chisel to scrape biological matter from hard to reach areas for easy eating access.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Or D, it was used as a way to control body heat by changing the amount of blood flow through the crest.
That's not unreasonable, but I wouldn't expect that out of a reptile.
This might be...
Yeah, we don't know if dinosaurs were warm or cold-blooded, actually.
Ooh.
Look at this guy, fucking knowing science. Dork.
I have a feeling and a thought.
Loser. Bork. Nerd.
This might be an all
Go
of
ahead,
the above
Aiden.
Situation.
Are you going to challenge?
I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it, but I'm too much of a coward.
You think it simultaneously worked as an echo chamber and also served no advantage?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess in that case. I could be an echo chamber, a mating display, and used to scrape things.
And
like,
simultaneously serves no functional purpose.
Yeah. It's both an echo chamber and not, you know?
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, well, now you've thoroughly right bummed along. Me out of my challenge here.
No bummers.
I thought we were doing want to do that to you.
No being a bummer, Logan. Come on.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's question 9. The 1993 blockbuster Jurassic Park is famous for its groundbreaking dinosaur effects made possible through recent developments in animatronics and CG technology. However, one of the most memorable effects was an extremely simple one used to announce the arrival of the T-Rex. What was this effect? Cameron.
Was it not the sound of two tortoises having sex?
No. Cameron, that wasn't the question.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the right answer to a different question.
Stop the timer. That is, Cameron has officially canceled himself, ladies and gentlemen.
In the first time you hear the dinosaur, is it not the roar?
That's not what announces.
I don't know. It's not what I asked.
Yes, it is. You said, what is it to signify the arrival of the Tyrannosaurus in the first time?
Yeah, what?
It's
what
the roar.
It's not.
Okay. Before the roar, Calvin, what was it?
It's like the cup of water in the car. And like you see vibrations.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the massive footballs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was zooming in on the close-up of the cup in the car, and you could see the vibration for each footstep.
That's really
of the
good. But Cameron, you
closer.
Also did good with the two turtles thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
I'm pretty sure that's where they got the sound for the Tyrannosaurus.
Okay, I've got to look that
can
up.
Can I get a bonus egg if that's true?
No.
You can have a turtle egg, which doesn't count.
Tortoise. What do I search? Tortoise sex.
Tortoise sex.
T-Rex. Jurassic Park. The vocalizations for the velociraptors in Jurassic Park weren't the recordings of angry animals, but rather far less intimidating reptiles getting it on.
I was not crazy. That was a real fact about something in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it was the velociraptors, apparently. Interesting. Good facts.
Thanks. So, see, I knew I wasn't, like, completely off base.
The velociraptors still give me nightmares as adults. As an adult.
Those velociraptors were really
scary.
Dude,
that scene, like, terrifying. The kitchen is
it's like, they can't open doors.
So good.
Crazy.
Like, breathing up against the glass. Oh,
it's so good.
Oh,
man, I'd really like to get some points.
It's eggs, Cameron. Eggs.
You have 1 point, right?
I have one egg. I have a singular egg.
That was John Williams, right? Did the music for Jurassic Park?
The legend.
Shout out John Williams.
Did you see? He said he was like, I'm never gonna retire.
Why would he?
He's probably doing what he loves. Yeah. When he just sits around at home, he's probably just writing music
on his French horn.
When he doesn't need to be actively composing, he can just kind of hang out.
He can retire.
He's fucking John Williams.
Love that guy.
I just sent you
four dino.wavs.
I just sent you guys 4 dino.wavs. So question 10. For this one, I'm going to give you the names of 4 dinosaurs, and you must correctly assign vocalizations to their corresponding dinosaur.
Is this real?
That makes sense?
Are these real or are they Jurassic Park?
These are not Jurassic Park. These come from a paper that I looked up. And it's like actual, like the most up-to-date estimations of what the vocalizations were. It's hard to tell because like everything in their throats don't fossilize. So we don't really know what their vocal structure is like. But like all of the recent etymology and stuff is leading it back to these kinds of noises are what it's estimated that these 4 dinosaurs make. Okay, so the 4 dinosaurs I'm going to give you are T-Rex, Triceratops, Stegosaurus, Pterodactyl.
I'm ready. Good to go.
I think I'm ready too, honestly.
I'll go third.
All right. Well, Cameron, I think.
Dino 1.wav is very clearly the T-Rex.
Okay.
Dino 2.wav is very clearly the Stegosaurus. Dino 3.wav is very clearly the Triceratops.
Okay.
And Dino 4.wav is very clearly the Pterodactyl.
Then Aiden?
See, I think I was just going to give them to him like you gave them. So T-Rex, Triceratops, Stegosaurus, Pterodactyl.
I could be convinced of that as well.
So one is T-Rex, two Triceratops.
Three Stego, four Dactyl.
I think that was my gut reaction. I should have stuck with that.
Then I don't know. Calvin. Those two in the middle, I don't know.
Oh, I'll break the mold here. I think you got to risk it for the biscuit sometimes.
One is Pterodactyl.
I think one... Like, if I think of a T-Rex, I'm thinking one has to be it. So I'll say T-Rex, and then two is actually the Pterodactyl.
Oh, okay.
And then three, I get Triceratops vibes, and then Stegosaurus for four.
Okay. Breaking the mold.
So, Calvin, you got 0 out of 4, correct?
Congratulations. The first one is not the
T-Rex.
I could see that being the Triceratops.
It is the Triceratops.
Hell yeah.
First one is the Triceratops.
Do I get retroactive points for that?
Cameron, you got 1 out of 4 correct. Oh no, sorry. Aiden, you got 1 out of 4 correct.
Oh no.
Then Cameron got 2 out of 4 correct.
Yes.
So Dino 1 is the Triceratops. The like really deep, scary sounding one. I thought it was gonna throw you guys. But after hearing it and knowing what it is.
And what it looks like.
The T-Rex is number 3, and that is now like the most horrifying sound I've ever heard. Like listen to 3 again and imagine
being a T-Rex making
that sound at night.
Oh god, that's terrifying.
No, I'm pretty sure I've heard that sound from like a 2002 Honda Civic. I'm not afraid of that sound.
Wow. All right. You're braver than I am.
That's terrifying.
I also do have a fear of 2002 Honda Civic, so that might have something to do with it.
What's the 2002 Honda Civic?
So I get 2
Honda
eggs.
Yeah, that is 2 eggs, Cameron.
Nice job, Cameron. Nice eggs. Yeah.
So thanks, T-Rex man. Was 3. Triceratops was 1. Stegosaurus was 2.
Yep.
T-Rex 3. Pterodactyl 4.
I can get behind that. Triceratops Dang. Do have like huge throats.
Yeah. Yeah, they got their throat goats for sure.
I still had Jurassic Park stuck in my head.
I hated that.
That was bad.
That was a fun question.
That was a fun question.
I don't know how that could be the challenge question because it could.
I mean, it could be. You guys would never know.
Where's Dino 5.wav? That's what he's holding from us.
That's just me screaming in a shower.
Okay, record it right now.
It's actually just two tortoises having sex.
That's a real thing. You looked it up.
I'm sure it is a real thing.
You looked it up.
I wasn't making it up.
Well, that brings us to the end of round 2.
Dang.
So let's round up our eggs.
I only have 5 eggs.
Well, only 5.
I guess. Sorry, I only got one question in that round. But 5 eggs.
5 eggs. All right. Calvin, how many eggs?
I'm sitting at 7 eggs now.
Oh my
He's
god.
Sitting gobbled at them 7
up.
Eggs.
He's gobbled up those eggs. A real Gaston fellow over.
Cameron, he's got some eggs.
I've got 3 eggs and I'm coming eggs. For more, Logan.
Thrice.
Oh,
wow.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm a late round 2 early game. Round 3 winner.
This is anyone's game.
Anyone's eggs.
It's wide open.
The eggs are eggs. Up in the air. Don't let them fall.
And with that, we'll kick off round 3.
I think you're missing something.
Do you want to do the mid-round ad break, Cameron? Go ahead.
I don't want to, but someone...
nope, you've done it.
Here, yeah, the mid-round ad break is just brought to you by the sound of two tortoises mating. Now, why don't you guys sit with this for a bit?
Yeah, everyone, we're going to take 10 seconds.
Visualize it.
We're going to take 10 seconds of silence to listen to this. Ad break.
Why wasn't this on the sounds episode? Because Bryce is a cat.
All right. There we are.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks to the tortoises.
Thank you for doing that with us. Now for round 3.
Go to www.camerasass.com.
Are we going to do round 3 like NPR host?
Question 11.
Sorry, I just made myself laugh.
Besides the recent discovery of feathers, what is a key physiologic aspect of birds that leads scientists to believe that birds may have evolved from dinosaurs? If somebody can give me one of a few things I have that lead scientists to think this, I will give them the points. starting with Cameron's ass.
.com.
Bless you. I think it's the beak.
What do you mean?
Some dinosaurs have beaks. The beak.
Okay, that's true.
Do you want? Should I list more things?
Can I give a better answer?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like hollow or semi-hollow bones.
That's a banger.
Yeah,
seems like a more reasonable answer than
I
the
will take hollow bones. It's gotta be the beak.
I'm really shooting myself in the foot tonight, boys.
Yeah, the hollow bones one was, I think, the one that I expected someone to say eventually.
Nice.
But others I would have expected are the gastrolith stones and the gizzards.
I was gonna say gizzard. No way.
And we find those in birds.
There you go.
Birds mm-hmm. also
have another animal that has a beak.
Platypus.
Yeah. Fuck off.
They don't have beaks.
They got a bill.
They got a bill.
That's so, not
what do you
a,
think
beak?
A beak. Is
so
that's
you're saying ducks
what?
Don't have beaks?
What are you saying about ducks?
Fuck ducks, huh?
Fuck ducks.
No, ducks have bills. They don't got beaks.
Another thing is birds also have like a backwards hip structure that is also found in dinosaurs.
Backwards hips.
And very few other types of animals have that as well. And there's also been some hints as to dinosaurs having a cloaca, which is an opening for all three: urination, defecation, reproduction. Which appears
we
in
talked
birds.
About this, I think. When did we talk about a cloaca?
I'm sorry,
on
what?
This show?
What? You never heard of a cloacal kiss, Cameron?
What?
Next question, please. Once again, this is the sound of two tortoises mating.
Here's the sound of a cloacal kiss. Please.
All I heard was the sound of 3 points for
that
Calvin.
That is 3 points for Calvin.
Damn,
that's
fire, Calvin. That's pretty. That was fire.
Three cloacal
and here
kisses.
Is the sound of Logan giving you a big old kiss. Just a Logan kiss. Gorgeous.
I didn't hear it.
It'll come through.
Everyone give a kiss to the viewers or listeners.
Kiss. Why don't we all... That was so sweet, Aiden. That was like a sweet
kiss. I'm just a sweet little guy.
What the hell? You didn't fucking compliment my kiss.
I didn't hear your kiss.
Everyone will listen to it.
Everyone afterwards will be like, dang,
comment below
did the best.
Who had the sweetest kiss? Who would you rather get kissed by?
Audience question, who had the best kiss?
Who's the best
kisser? Did you do a kiss?
Who's the best kisser? The winner gets 2 eggs. We will mail 2 eggs to whoever guesses who has the sweetest kiss correctly.
Question?
Sorry, I'm saving all my kisses for marriage.
Okay.
Whoa, that's sweet. Yeah. How many eggs are you gonna give her?
He's saving all of his
I
eggs.
I have at least
well.
10. So
10 eggs. Oh my
10
god.
10 eggs.
We gotta catch up.
You're almost at a dozen. You're about to get a baker's dozen.
I can sell that at the store.
Yeah.
13 dinosaur eggs. Okay, sorry. Logan, please.
Question 12. The first notable dinosaur media to enter the pop culture domain is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World, which spurred the infamous early cinema 1925 silent film of the same name. Which of the following facts about The Lost World is not true?
Ooh, this is a good one.
A. It was the first film to be shown on passenger airlines for mid-flight entertainment. B. It is one of the first lost films. The original film print negative was lost in a fire at Universal Studios, and the only surviving footage comes from spliced together archive footage at lower quality than the original. The full film will never be recovered.
Dang.
C. The film features...
I buzzed in.
Okay, go ahead.
B. I think you
There's
made
no
that
way
up.
The Lost World is lost, right?
False. It is lost.
Good thing I didn't buzz.
Good thing you didn't buzz. C. The film features the same gorilla figure that was reused in the 1933 King Kong stop motion film, with the same stop motion artist helming all of the effects.
That is pretty cool.
Or D. It was the first full length film to utilize stop motion and did so for all of its dinosaur creatures.
Are you sure it's not B?
I am positive, unless you want to challenge.
I don't.
Go ahead, Aiden.
I don't think it was the first in-flight movie.
It was. It was the first film to be shown on passenger airlines for
mid-flight
entertainment. There are several documented cases of it catching on fire in flight because film back then was made on...
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you get a TV on a plane back then? But I guess...
There were numerous cases of in-flight fires.
It's just a projector.
I'm going to say D, like the stop motion.
Correct.
Dang.
Yep. It was not the first full-length... film to utilize stop motion.
That's insane.
It was the first accessible movie like that reached a mainstream audience that used stop motion, but the technique had been done by several other films full length prior to stop motion used in The Lost World. So it is like one of the first, and it's known as that. And it, you can even find that like somewhere it is listed as like the first stop motion film, but the technique was used in several other projects prior.
Sus on bus? Now let's.
Are you sus on the bus? Who's feeling sus on the bus? Aiden?
I'm feeling a little sus on the bus. Wow.
All right.
This is the second time I've done it, but last time you made fun of me, so I don't want to speak up.
Need I remind you, if you challenge during the question, you also get the points for the question if you get the question right. Before I move on.
I mean, you get the eggs for
you get eggs. You will get a larger sum of eggs. Eggs
to see. Damn, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. What was B? What was the thing that Cameron said?
That was wrong. It is one of the first lost films. The original film print negative was lost in a fire, and the only surviving footage comes from spliced together archive footage at a drastically lower quality than the original print. The full version of the film will never be recovered.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like you're reading it off of something.
I am reading it off of something. I typed this up myself.
I'm going to challenge. I think it was the first to use stop motion. I think you're telling us people say it was the first, but I think it also was the first.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
No one else challenging this one?
Fuck no.
All right. I got my points off it. I'm not going to challenge it.
Aiden, you are correct. This is the challenge question.
Yes, baby.
God damn it.
That's insane. That is, so I'm up to 11 eggs now.
Yep.
Okay, so just to clarify,
don't get the points.
I lose the 3 points I had for my original answer?
I think that's the way we've always done this.
If yeah, because I challenged
on
in the
question like right away.
That's fair.
Sus on the bus.
So Aiden's at 11 eggs now?
But the answer that he thought was true isn't the actual one that was false.
So is there an opportunity to steal?
Oh, I thought they were all true.
Well, they're all true except for one.
Oh.
Is there an opportunity to steal here, Logan?
No. What
you said fuck no to the challenge, gamer. You can't jump in.
Yeah, but that's no fun. That's not entertaining.
The one that's not true is C. The film features the same gorilla figure that was reused in 1933 King Kong. I just made that up.
He made that up.
Dude, he made that up.
I ate that out of the palm of your hand. I was like, yeah that checks out.
Well,
he was like, I'm not.
The same stop motion effect artist did do King Kong that also did The Lost World. And he's like very notorious in that sphere. So there is some connection. Yeah, for like being a pioneer of like stop motion animation.
Damn. Well, I don't think I could win now, boys.
Yeah, you can. Not with that attitude.
That's crazy.
That was a half dozen swing.
All right, moving to question 13.
Huge.
So at the end of this question, I'm going to give each of you a guess as to what dinosaur story I'm describing. So you have to guess the type of dinosaur. And you can buzz in at any point if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The partial remains of this dinosaur were discovered in 1912, including an odd combination of teeth, a jawbone, several vertebrae and ribs, and short arm bones. The paleontologists attempted to piece together what this species could have looked like, resulting in one of the oddest species discovered to date. Unfortunately, the partial skeleton was destroyed in air raids during the Second World War.
Camel Nazis.
Finally, a second skeleton was discovered recently in 2011, which featured many bones the initial skeleton was missing, and drastically altered how scientists believed this dinosaur species spent most of its time, now believing it to spend most of its life in the water. What dinosaur is this?
Gosh, I feel like I heard of it.
Calvin.
Dude,
I'm going to go with the Meg.
The Meg.
Megalodon.
You should have gone with the Meg 2.
The
Megalodon is wrong. It's always the Megalodon is not it. So to Aiden.
I think it's like a pretty well-known one.
Yeah, I would make you guess one that isn't like pretty well-known.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. It's not a Velociraptor or something.
I think I got this one in the bag, boys.
You know, is it the like Spinosaurus or whatever?
It is the Spinosaurus.
Let's go. Yep.
It's got a crocodilian mouth, a big long tail for swimming, and a sail on its back. It's actually a really interesting story. I kind of got lost in the Wikipedia article doing this, but the initial skeleton was discovered in Egypt in 1912, and they found like a crocodile-like teeth and jaws, an extended midsection, and the vertebrae had the tines on it for the sail on its back that were up to 6 feet long. And it had short, Ooh. Tiny front arms. So it garnered frequent study and had many papers and illustrations of the set of bones. And the bones were destroyed during an air raid by the British over Munich in 1944, which only left...
It was the
left,
British?
Yeah, nice job, it was the British over Munich.
Not Thanks, the Joe. Nazis?
Yeah.
So British over Munich is a good band name.
It is pretty good.
British over Munich.
It's going to offend some maybe German listeners, but... After the air raid, only the illustrations and studies were left. And a second skeletal set was discovered in 2011, much later, which featured new portions that made people believe it spent much more time in water, such as shorter hind legs, similar to a crocodile. And in 2014, another one was discovered, and it was a nearly complete tail. Like, they found, like, a nearly complete Ooh. Tail, which, again, drastically altered its looks and function to a mostly aquatic animal. Because it was, like, a big, tall... long like flappy tail that was like
squishy
good,
guy
good
it was
water.
A crocodile
yeah.
with
yeah
a sail.
it looked more and more like a crocodile as we discovered more and more about it
also but Which aren't crocodiles the, like just living
yeah,
dinosaurs
yeah pretty much
basically?
Yeah.
they've been evolutionary they have not changed
the same
for yeah. such a long time
the perfect
right? because
the
that's
perfect
so
organism yeah.
That's so. Neither have sharks right neither have sharks
Dude,
really
sharks yeah, sharks are sharks older are, than trees That is a true
That's
fact.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Every shark you ever meet is older than trees.
Yes. That's wait. Follow up question. What the fuck did we have before trees? Just big
ferns.
I don't know.
Water.
I don't know.
We had like ferns. We had like simple plants, but trees are still like kind of complicated.
They're complex.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. generational it wealth. Trees so. Are
generational wealth.
Yep.
We got to take it back to the time we were all just simple ferns, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Spinosaurus the bad guy in Jurassic Park 3?
Yes, the very like beginning angry, featured like a face-off thing? Between yeah. the T-Rex and the Spinosaurus. And that is an
it
awesome
It wasn't a Spinosaurus.
Scene. Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a Spinosaurus. It was like a evolved version, wasn't it?
No, that's Jurassic
yeah,
World.
Yeah, I think it's Jurassic World.
Oh, you're but right.
Jurassic Park 3 is yeah. a Spinosaurus, but now he just kind of looks... Like, again, like a crocodile,
yeah.
not like
but,
a cool
but
T-Rex.
They,
with a
crocodile
the
size with a cool back. Is still comparable to that shown in Jurassic Park 3. If you go look
Jesus.
At that scene, it's terrifying. It's huge. It's bigger than T-Rex. But
oh,
it's
so you're
yeah.
telling me it would have been a crocodile like the size of a fucking school bus?
Bigger than that, probably.
Yeah.
With a... I, mean,
I think a crocodile can very well be close to a school bus size.
What?
Today. No. Like, no cap, like 20 feet.
Calvin believes
Guys,
in
I've never seen a
big,
crocodile in
big
person,
crocodile.
But I have seen a school
big
bus.
Foot, big
Calvin,
big
Calvin, Calvin's
I'm sus on this school bus.
Big croc
Big croc.
Guy.
He's a big yeah. croc
Big croc, big ferns guy. Big
hey, croc. Hey, Calvin, you know about animals, right?
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
Can you tell me what the difference between a crocodile and an alligator and then that third one is?
One you say see later to the other, you see in
a
while.
Tell the yeah. snout, bro. Yeah. You can't tell by the snout. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I mean, Logan's right. Like, an alligator has, like, a short, stubby snout. A crocodile yeah. has, like, a longer, skinnier snout. And a caiman also has, like, a longer, skinny snout. I don't know anything about caimans because they don't live here in North
America. I know
America.
They're smaller, and they also have a long, skinny snout, but it's, like, even longer and even skinnier.
Yeah.
I hear they're older than ferns.
Question 14. Which of the following is not considered a credible theory in the scientific community regarding the extinction of the dinosaurs in the late Cretaceous period? So which is not a credible theory? The theory of a meteor is one of them, but there are more possible theories. A.
Yeah.
Volcanic activity caused by rapidly shifting plate tectonics. B. A flip of the Earth's magnetic polarity, causing a temporary period where deadly radiation from the sun could pass through the atmosphere. C. An epidemic that heavily affected dinosaurs, including most megafauna and relatives of the dinosaurs existing at the same time. Or D. A supernova that occurred roughly 65 million years ago at a distance of only a few light years away, which bathed the Earth in extreme amounts of radiation, killing much of the population that lived above ground and above the water.
You're telling me that three of the four of those are fucking credible? Because yep. I think most of those sound made the fuck up.
Nope, three of those four are credible.
Well, the meteor is probably the biggest.
Yeah, the meteor. The right. meteor is the most yeah. widely accepted, but the other three have these other three are all alternative hypotheses that have merit. Then Calvin, you said B, right?
I did. I locked that in super early, but
yeah. And Cameron buzzed in and you said C. I'm curious what he.
I feel like there would have been more evidence of an illness amongst dinosaurs, because if it was big enough to wipe out most dinosaurs, why would the little reptiles survive? In my mind, so
they're just little guys.
I'm going C.
Cameron, do you know why we call it the Jurassic period?
Oh, they were sick. Oh, I thought it was because they were sick as hell. Like,
no, dude. Like yeah, sick. Dude, he's sick as hell.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's it's actually because the dinosaurs were very sick.
I still think it's C.
I'm sticking with B because that was my right. gut reaction.
Aiden. I buzzed in at C, so I'm sticking with C.
I'm going D because I think I've heard of the magnetic field thing. Volcanoes happen all the time.
Amen, brother.
But I feel like D and B are similar enough, but I think B is real, so I'll go with D.
Well,
sorry, that was a lot of letters.
It should have been the other way around. B was the false answer. Calvin got it right.
Nice. Nice
I job, completely Calvin. Made that up. That has no scientific merit. There was
Hasn't
no magnetic
the
polarity
thing
shift.
Shifted at one point.
Yeah,
it shifts slowly okay. over time. Is my understanding.
I think that there was. Oh. I think there was field. Like a singular event where the polarity of the Earth is theorized to have just done a 180. I don't know. I need to look that up though.
That can be post episode.
I don't think that happened.
I think. My understanding is when it happens relatively quickly in the span of Earth's time.
Sure.
Like it happens over a couple thousand years,
right.
which
it's
is relatively quick for a planet. But
yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's ever just been like, it's a Sunday and now it's Monday and everything's
right.
different.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys know that Earth is older than trees?
Oh, shit. He's right, dude.
All You're right, John? So the final question, question 15. A big part of my childhood involved reading up on dozens of books about dinosaurs and then attempting to draw depictions of how they were described in these books.
Well,
I would like each of you to draw the dinosaur as I describe it, and the dinosaur most closely resembling the scientific illustration will get 3 points. You will be able to find the pictures to these on social media after the fact.
Oh, God.
As you guys are presenting them, I want you to describe your image in detail.
Christ.
All right. So this dinosaur is Deinocheirus, which is the Greek word for terrible hand. Its estimated size is to be as large as the T-Rex. Its hands were measured to be 2.4 meters long. It had a bill, stood on two legs, and was covered in hair as it lived in the swamps. It has a long neck and stubby arms.
But the hands are massive?
But the hands are massive. That's correct.
All right. I'm locking my answer in first.
All right. Calvin is confident.
I hate this drawing.
Yeah. This is a nightmare. Like, I've seen this monster in my dreams.
Really? Cameron's just drawing out his monster like it's a psychology session or a therapy session.
I think I crushed it.
This is the monster Cameron sees in his dreams.
Well, that didn't work.
He drew it on his phone.
I did.
Because he has a little stylus.
Okay.
It was hairy.
Okay.
Or is it spaghetti?
It's got a bill for sure. It's got spaghetti for hair. It's got a big, long, slender body. It's got just bananas for
spaghetti.
For hands.
It's the spaghetti monster.
No,
it's
that's
Freddy
Krueger
spaghetti.
Yeah, I know. It's like a little banana bunch, and then it's standing
on
Calvin
some feet.
I love Calvin
so much.
All right, Calvin. Okay.
So I definitely envisioned a bipedal like dinosaur, like with like
no
hands
kidding.
That large. I guess it makes sense to walk on them, but it definitely. I thought like was more of a
maybe for grabbing.
He's got an afro because he's covered in hair.
Why not?
Duck
oh,
bill.
I see.
Yep.
He's got the vertical eye slit because I'm pretty sure that's a dinosaur thing. I don't actually know, but vertical eye slit.
I don't know either. I do not
know
either.
I ran out of room for like his rump. But he does have feet.
No rump. He's rumpless.
So just imagine
okay.
like I don't know.
Rumpless.
Like a kangaroo tail coming off the back end.
A rump.
Yeah. And that's my depiction.
Okay. Aiden, let's see yours.
I had to make a change to mine. I gave him an angry eyebrow, but here he is.
Wow.
He is.
Oh my gosh, dude. Those, and a really, those feet are really long neck.
I fucking
hate giant ass. Teeth are grotesque. For a bill.
He does have toenails.
I hate that.
Yes, toenails.
You know, I really hate to give Cameron the points there, because there's such lack of detail, but you really nailed like the posture.
How dang.
So I'm going to give those 3 points to Cameron.
And, can you send us a picture?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll send you guys a picture in chat. You guys can find this at the Bus One Trivia Instagram page. We'll post a picture of everyone's images and then the image of the actual dinosaur.
I don't want anyone to see this.
I can't wait for the audience to validate my picture.
All right, okay. I just put the picture in the chat.
Dang.
You see the picture in the chat?
Dang. I wasn't that far. I wasn't that far off.
I know. I feel like Cameron kind of nailed the posture.
Yeah.
Other depictions have it with much more hair. With like much more hair. Like drooping down.
Yeah, like mine.
Really touching the ground. Yeah, like
kind of like the swamp thing.
Yeah, kind of like the swamp.
I don't like that dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a weird little guy.
He's just a dude.
He's just a dude.
He's just a dude who's dude.
He's just hanging out.
Hanging. Yeah, we are. That brings us to the end. We've got no more challenge question. Aiden got the challenge question earlier. So let's do a final point total.
Bangarang.
Egg total.
I have 14 eggs.
14
I have
eggs.
More than a dozen
I
eggs.
13.
Oh.
No. Rip.
I've got half a dozen eggs.
Oh, half a dozen. So we got Logan, 14, 13, and 6.
Logan, can I donate some eggs?
Yeah, why not?
No, no. Gaston, eat your heart out.
Logan, can I just give Calvin
How many eggs do you guys think you could eat?
We already had this conversation.
I know. I want to know.
We?
I want to know.
In
what
one
your
sitting?
Was.
Okay.
Yeah, when did like we talk about this?
It was
during an episode.
The X episode?
Bro, all you got to do is hard boil those bad boys, put a little salt on. Or you just.
I wouldn't go hard boiled, though.
No. hard boiled is not the
what
move.
What would you do?
Honestly, fried.
Scrambled?
I think I'd do fried.
Mm. Or you just, dude, honestly, you raw dog it.
Yeah, you just raw dog it. Well, folks, looks like we've rolled into the station. That's all the time we have today. So if you enjoyed your ride on Bus
injured,
1 today.
If you enjoyed your ride on Bus 1 today,
we'd really appreciate it if you tell your friends about us and drop a 5-star rating in whatever app you're on. We're on all the social medias at Bus 1 Trivia. That's BUSONE Trivia. You can submit topic ideas and question ideas and view our entire library of podcasts while you're checking out our merch at bus1trivia.com. Before we go, we'd like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song, 5978, which is a certified banger. Thanks
also, you can go to Cameron's
one, and we will see you next week.
Go to
Cameron's ass.com.
Bye, guys. Love you.